From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. The Marines are headed out of Iraq. The U.S. military says the Marines will formally hand over control of Iraq's western desert to the Army today. The move marks the end of the Marine Corps mission in Anbar Province, an area of Iraq once considered to be the main battleground of the insurgency. President Obama wants all but 50,000 troops out of the country by the end of August. Things are not returning to normal in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and residents who survived the earthquake are terrified of one another. NPR's John Burnett has this report.
Every night, tens of thousands of people sleep out on bedsheets on hard city streets. Others are in tent cities, unable or unwilling to sleep in their former homes. On Friday, producer Marissa Pinalosa and I were in a just-reopened street market about to interview a vendor about the food that's coming back to the capital when this happened. A microbus had smashed into a utility pole, but people thought the impact was the beginning of another killer earthquake. In the market, life might have appeared to be returning to normal, but below the surface, Haitians are deeply traumatized and afraid of the very earth they walk on. John Burnett, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Britain raised its terror threat alert to the second highest level on Friday, one of several recent moves the country has made in increased vigilance against international terrorists after the Christmas Day bombing attempt on a flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. NPR's Rob Gifford has more.
Sir John Chilcot, who's leading the inquiry, said he originally wanted Gordon Brown and other ministers to appear after the British election, which must be held this spring. This was to prevent the proceedings from being used as a platform for political advantage by any party. But Brown's opponents complained, and Brown himself said he was ready to appear at any time. He was Treasury chief when former Prime Minister Tony Blair threw his support behind the American-led effort to unseat Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. The Iraq inquiry has no legal power, but is bringing all the leading politicians forward to be questioned by Sir John Chilcot so that lessons can be learned from the war that was hugely unpopular in Britain. Tony Blair himself will appear before the inquiry next Friday. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
After just 7 months as host of NBC's Tonight Show, Conan O'Brien said farewell to cheering fans last night. O'Brien's departure follows a decision by NBC officials to return Jay Leno to the late-night time slot. O'Brien thanked the network for 20 years of employment and then took a few good-natured jabs at NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have exactly 1 hour to steal every single item in this studio.
O'Brien urged his audience not to be cynical as he said goodbye. Numerous movie stars were on hand last night for a broadcast relief effort to raise money for Haiti. Celebrities were on stage in a number of cities. This is NPR News. There is growing Senate opposition to giving Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke another 4 years in office. At least four Democrats have joined the ranks of those opposing reconfirmation of Bernanke. Meanwhile, several Republicans, along with Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid, say they will vote for Bernanke. The White House is fighting to keep Bernanke in his post. A presidential task force is recommending that at least 80 Guantanamo detainees be brought to the United States. Dozens would be held without charge, but 35 of them would face prosecution in civilian or military courts. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder has already said that five detainees will be tried in New York federal court for their alleged role in the 9/11 attacks. Another six face military commissions, although the location is unclear. More than 100 Guantanamo prisoners have been approved for repatriation or deportation to other countries. Ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya is confirming that Mexico is going to be his next sanctuary in his political exile. James Blears reports.
The spokesman for President Manuel Zelaya says that in the coming week, he'll leave the sanctuary of the Brazilian embassy in Honduras' capital Tegucigalpa and will have safe passage to fly to the Dominican Republic as a guest. But then he'll settle in Mexico before eventually returning to his homeland. After Zelaya was deposed at gunpoint in a coup last June and bundled onto a plane out, he visited Mexico and was given a warm official welcome and reception by its president Felipe Calderon at the presidential palace. Interim president of Honduras Porfirio Lobo, who's due to be inaugurated next week, has negotiated Zelaya's exit deal and is pledging an overall amnesty for all participants in the coup. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
This is NPR News.